Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. Research Manager at the Center, Marnie Werner, is here with us, along with John Munson, Vice President for Rural Finance at AgStar. And we're talking about the Farm Bill. This is part two of our conversation.
Now, can we talk a little about USDA Rural Development and Rural Utility Service? Now, that's all included in the Farm Bill, too, isn't it?
It sure is.
And these are all departments that actually deal more with non-farm issues for communities, don't they?
They do. On the rural development title of the Farm Bill, there are a number of highlights that might be worth talking about here for rural communities to consider. One is that they're looking at maybe tweaking the rural population, which is currently 50,000 people or less, is rural population. They may do some things in the Senate that would modify it a bit relating to contiguous areas. If there's X amount of density of houses or people, that might adjust a little bit. So there might be some modification. They're not exactly the same between the House and the Senate on that point. Infrastructure, that would generally remain the same. The commitment and funding to infrastructure across rural America would remain
generally
the same.
Involved in a lot of like wastewater treatment systems in small towns, right? I
mean, that's going to be critical. There's a huge backlog of wastewater treatment facilities that require some loans and funds. And that backlog in the Senate, they're proposing to up the funding to help reduce that backlog at this point in time. So there is one area that I thought was interesting. It's called the Rural Collaborative Investment Program, proposed by the Senate, which would focus on creating a fund, grants, for regions that want to work towards regional competitiveness. In fact, this is something that we're doing at AgStar right now. Larry Anderson, formerly with the Center of Rural Policy, and I are leading that effort right now together with RUPRI, Rural Policy Research Institute. And we're working with them very closely to establish sort of this regional competitiveness model, which is sort of a database or business-oriented approach to rural economic development, which says, these industries are going up, these industries are going down. Where do we want to focus within that region to growing those industries that make the most sense for that region? And how do we work together with education and workforce to make it happen? What kinds of public and private investment capacity is needed to make it occur? And it's new and it's different. It's business-minded, it's data-based, and very objective-minded. Most rural policies always start with the premise, what can we do to sustain ourselves? This one starts with the premise, how do we become globally competitive? That's a different place of starting. And so we're more interested in how we can make a region more globally competitive.
It's fascinating.
It is.
Hey, you mentioned infrastructure about, in rural infrastructure. Does that include roads?
Sure. Roads and bridges and you're talking about wastewater treatment, broadband infrastructure, big piece of that. There's such an aging infrastructure in place. I know I've talked to USDA Rural Development up in northern Minnesota and asked them, what's the number one concern or issue that you think exists in northern Minnesota? And he said the age of infrastructure.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. For Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development and John Munson from AgStar, I'm Jim Gullickson. We'll catch you next week.